This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can find Class Financial online, their website, classfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A fantastic website. Beautiful, I might add. A lot of great information about Class Financial on the website. And one of the cool things, too, is if you scroll down a bit towards the bottom, there's an area where you can stay current. It says you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a little weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, you can sign up for that right at classfinancial.com. I did it, and I can't be more satisfied with the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. A couple of things also, as we talked this morning, mentioned, of course, call in with your questions. We'd love to hear from you. Also, each and every week, our friends from Class Financial do the Class Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week is no exception. A fantastic prize for this week's show is a $25 gift card for Starbucks, and get your favorite peppermint mocha, or what are the kids calling that? PSL? What is this?
Pumpkin spice latte.
That's yes, right. That's what those kiddos are all doing that day. So I got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Starbucks. A little tip, typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. How you guys doing today?
Good morning. Just sipping on my PSL. Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't drink those too expensive drinks. Yes, I drink Starbucks, just not the PSL.
You're not a Sanka guy yet.
Exactly.
Malia, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm waiting to get that gift card for Starbucks.
I look down and I get so used to like seeing just, and I see an extra, it's like, oh wait, did I just miss something? But that's fantastic. I guess a $25 gift card to Starbucks, and we'll be doing that a little bit later on the program. Exciting show ahead. Of course, we are moving into the new year. Got a couple of weeks, and it'll be right upon us. And a lot of us are, of course, making some plans for the new year. We'll talk with our retirement planning professionals about that in just a moment. But before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so this was actually 2 weeks ago because everybody else was eating turkey last week. So 2 weeks ago, our question was, if you choose to delay your Social Security benefits until after your full retirement age, what percentage per year is your Social Security benefit going to increase until you're age 70? And it was multiple choice, 5% or 8%. A lot of callers, but our winner was Cheryl from Fitchburg, who had the correct answer, which was 8%. So hopefully everybody heard that, and hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving last week, too.
And if you did miss the most recent program or any of the other shows, as always, you can check them out at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And, of course, we're in December, and we're looking towards that new year as well as looking at the end of the year. I know, of course, you guys always have some great suggestions as far as kind of wrapping up the season. How do you guys guide people, and what are some of those suggestions?
Yeah, so we want to talk about 6 financial tips for you before the end of the year. Just 6 highlights of things to be aware of and to try and accomplish before we reach December 31st. But before we talk about financial things, in lieu of the upcoming holidays, we wanted to give you some quick Christmas trivia here.
Yes.
Which is, do you know how many Christmas trees were sold in the United States in 2018? And the answer is, it was actually 32.8 million live trees. So we're not talking store-bought trees. These are the ones you cut down or are already cut down. And the average price was $75 per tree, or said another way, over $2 billion was spent on Christmas trees in 2018.
That is amazing.
We digress. There's some fun Christmas trivia. But financial tip number one before we reach the end of the year is to max out your retirement accounts if possible. I realize not everybody can do this, but it's important to know what those maximum numbers are. So if you're in a traditional employer plan like a 401k or a 403b, the limits in 2019 are $19,000 if you're under the age of 50, or $25,000 if you're over the age of 50, which includes that $6,000 catch-up provision. So 19 plus 6 equals 25. Now, in the employer side of it, this does have to be done before the end of the year because you can only make employer-based contributions to retirement accounts through your earnings. right? And so it has to be done before the end of the year. However, if you don't have an employer retirement plan, or if you have an IRA or Roth IRA and you're eligible to make contributions, that's a whole different story. You'll have to check with your accountant on that. Then in those plans, again, IRAs are individual retirement accounts. In those plans, you have until April 15th of 2020 to have deposited the money for the 2019 contribution amount. So you actually have until the tax filing deadline of next year to cover the 2019 contribution amount. Now, the limits for IRAs are $6,000 if you're under the age of 50 years old, or $7,000 if you're over the age of 50. So that is tip number one, max out those retirement accounts.
Really good stuff talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Got a question for them they'd love to answer right now. 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. 321-1310. Online, KlossFinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Sorry about that, CJ.
No, no problem.
Tip number two.
Tip number two is to take out your RMDs, required minimum distributions, sometimes called MRDs, minimum required distributions. It's all the same thing, folks. But required minimum distributions apply to people who are over the age of 70 and a half and have pre-tax retirement accounts to which they are no longer eligible to make contributions. There's actually a lot wrapped up in what I just said there. Don't have time to go into all of it. But the bottom line is take out those RMDs. Those RMDs have to be removed by December 31st for the current calendar year. And again, it pertains to those over 70 and a half. If you don't, you get penalized on 50% of the amount you should have taken out. So the example would be, oh, I turned 73 and I missed my RMD for the year. No big deal. I'll just take it out before tax filing. We hear this all the time, right? Oh, you're too worried about it. I'll just take it out, you know, in February before tax filing. I go, no. This isn't like IRA contributions. If you're not done by the end of the year, they will look at the amount that you missed. So say it was a $5,000 minimum distribution and your penalty is $2,500. So that's a big deal. I would suggest you don't miss those RMDs. And furthermore, for those who have inherited traditional IRAs or Roth IRAs and have kept them as what are known as beneficiary or inherited IRAs, you also have a minimum distribution that has to come out before the end of the year. So again, work with your advisor, your accountant, or on your own to make sure you get those pulled out.
You want to make sure that New Year headache is from having a good time the night before, not because you forgot about your RMD. And of course, more information on RMDs. We've covered it quite a bit on this show and past programs. Don't forget, you can get those at KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's telephone number. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Looking towards the new year and, of course, wrapping things up for the month of December. Some great information in that previous segment. As always, you can get the podcast if you missed part of the show up at KlossFinancial.com. So let's say I have an FSA or maybe an HSA account, something coming through my employer. Anything that I would need to do before the end of the year?
Yes. So a lot of acronyms, again, we're throwing at you. We'll define those. But tip number three today is don't risk losing the funds in your FSA, which is a flexible savings or flexible spending account. Also, health savings accounts are HSAs. So really wanted to focus on flexible spending accounts. And those are usually determined as you go into the new year. You have to determine what amount corporate plan you want to put into the FSA. And that's really a critical choice because at the end of the year, which is where we're at now, you are only generally, every corporate plan is a little different, but generally you're only allowed to carry over into the new year with a flexible spending plan approximately $500. So you want to make sure you're using it up, and you can use it all up, of course, but if you have more than $500, typically you're going to lose those benefits. Again, every plan's a little different. Sometimes you'll have till February of the following year to use up the difference that you didn't use. But you don't want to put something into a plan which is all went in pre-tax that you desired to put in there and then lose it. We're not a fan of you losing benefits that you've put aside for yourself. Again, when the money went in, you got a tax. It was a pre-tax contribution, and all that was great. And you're able to use that usually on your dental work, possibly vision, and a lot of different concerns like that that you're trying to pay for. Usually self-employed individuals are not eligible for these types of accounts. When we talk about the HSA, the health savings accounts that you can utilize. The important thing here is to understand if you don't use it all, it can easily roll into the next year. So this year, for example, for 2019, you were allowed to put away as much as $7,000 for a family account or $3,500 for a single. So again, if you didn't use any of that, that just gracefully rolls into the next year and then the next year and the next year if you don't use it, and hopefully it's growing for you. And the greatest thing about the HSAs, if you have one available to you, is, again, it was pre-tax, went in pre-tax. It grows tax-deferred. And then the third thing, as long as you're using it for medical qualified expenses, it comes out tax-free. So it's like a triple whammy to take advantage of an HSA. And then for people who don't use it all, especially a lot of our clients, they don't use it all. If they get it to post age 65, they can actually use that money for things that are not medically related. They still have to pay income tax at that point, but they don't get docked for not using it for medical. So really, really good stuff with those two plans. If you have those available to you, just make sure you use your FSA accounts by the end of the year.
Really good information, and definitely something to keep in mind as we are working our way through the month of December. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Questions? Love to get you on the air. Love to talk with you. Give us a call right now. We'll get you on at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, a fantastic website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also, don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Set up an appointment now by giving a call, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. I've got to assume also, as we're kind of getting towards the end of the year, it's a good time to kind of get down, hunker down, and start taking a look at some of your current investments, correct?
It sure is, because, you know, this has been actually a phenomenal year in the market, and many of your accounts perhaps are a little lopsided. So it's great to look at those accounts and perhaps rebalance for the strategy that you should have. So make sure you look at those and adjust your financial investment. Now, secondly, our tip is consider tax loss harvesting. So this is something you're going to want to look at with your accountant. If you do have some gains in some of your after-tax accounts and some losses in other ones, it may make sense to actually sell off some of those investments to reduce your exposure. But again, consult your accountant to see if what's right for you.
Great advice, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ. In the meantime, if you've been thinking about talking with CJ and Malia and the folks at Kloss Financial, they make it real easy to do. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, that first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Telephone number, 442-5637, online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week, chance to win a $25 gift card. We'll do that next. We'll also talk about what to do about things like debt or refinancing your mortgage. We'll get some details from CJ and Malia on that next, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Again, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Also going to want to hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Klaus quiz question of the week. Chance to win a $25 gift card for Starbucks, and we'll do that a little bit later on in this segment. Again, their telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. Looking towards the new year, but not too far ahead. Of course, getting some tips as well, things to wrap up before we reach that point of 2020. Let's talk about things like debt and options for refinancing, our mortgage, those type of things. What should people be thinking about this time of year?
Yeah, so again, for those who weren't here at the beginning of the show, we're doing six financial tips, and we are on to number five, which is pay off your debt or refinance your debt. So listen, our approach to this is not too dissimilar from Dave Ramsey, who's financial guru around kind of financial planning and debt management. And we would say that it's critical that you eliminate or reduce your debt at an aggressive pace. Now, there is some strategy on what type of debt it is that you have and how quickly you go after it, so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, as we get towards the end of this year, you need to stop and say, how much debt do I have? And then you need to categorize it from smallest to largest. I'm not talking interest rate. I'm talking balance, smallest to largest. And then you would approach it with a debt snowball, which just means pay off as much as you can. All your extra cash goes to the smallest one, and then once that one's gone, it snowballs down to the larger ones. But really get aggressive on that. And as it relates to debt, by the way, I think most people know this, but I'll just quickly go over it. Unsecured debt, which means there's nothing that the company can come and repossess and sell. Unsecured debt has the highest interest rates. That's why credit card debt is so high. Another higher one could be potentially be higher could be student loan debt or auto loans. However, auto loans can vehicles can be repossessed and resold, but your brain can't be. So amazingly, actually, interest rates on student loans are lower than they should be. It's because the government gets involved and drives down the rates on them. And then obviously mortgage rates are still near historic lows. So for those who have not taken advantage of a refinance on your mortgage, might be an opportunity before the end of the year to pursue that.
Great advice there. Save some money as well. Talking this morning with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Online, klausfinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Then before we get to the Klaus quiz question week, any kind of last pieces of advice, maybe last tips or so about some basic things we all should be doing?
Yes. So tip number six, our final one today, is take charge of your own financial plan. So before you get to the end of the year, again, just take your head out of the sand. Be aware of where your finances are. Create a spreadsheet. Go into an Excel document and just start putting in assets and liabilities. Or maybe you hire a financial advisor to help you with this. But some of the things you would need to do in taking charge of your financial plan would be to create a budget. Look at your big expenses and maybe find how you can reduce or eliminate some of those big expenses. Shore up your emergency fund. We've done entire shows about emergency reserves, but it's this idea of 3 to 6 months of living expenses set aside for the emergencies. Listen, we're all adults, right? And at the end of the day, when you go, you know, whine to a neighbor, colleague, or coworker about how you would have been fine except for you had that emergency pop up and so you had to use the credit card. I don't know how to say this nicely. That's not a good excuse. That's a bad excuse. It means that you weren't planning for the emergency, which in my own life, I have emergencies pop up like 3 to 4 times a year. So I can't use that excuse. It's not even an emergency. It's like the sure unknown of life, right? So the idea of having an emergency reserve is not like this optional concept. It's if you're going to be an adult and take your financial life seriously, you've got to build up that emergency reserve. And then a couple other quick things before we finish up here is automate your savings. So I talk to clients about this. Do you realize that the government figured out that if they tried to ask for all of their tax revenue at the end of the year, they would never get it. So therefore, they imposed what's known as a payroll tax. Your employer, Sean, your employer takes, so does mine, takes out payroll taxes, which includes federal and state income tax. Well, you and I don't whine as much about that because it's not coming out in one big chunk. We don't have to save the money for the end of the year. It just boom, boom, boom is automatically there. Well, you need to take that same concept and apply it to your financial life, which is to say, if you save into a 401k plan or IRA plan consistently, monthly, every paycheck, whatever it might be, it doesn't feel like much. And yet it adds up to a lot of money at the end of time. So this is the idea of paying yourself first. Really automate that savings and pay yourself first. And then finally, within this theme of taking charge on your own financial plan, most people probably, as they get closer to retirement, need to eventually sit down with a professional. Doesn't have to be us, but certainly we would love to sit down with you. You just need to take a look at, have I saved enough? Have I addressed the topics that are impeding me from having a successful retirement?
Great advice. Really important information there as well. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas coming to us from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great information on their website. Telephone number to set up an appointment at Kloss Financial. Don't forget that initial get to know you appointment. It is complimentary. Not going to cost you a thing. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the National Christmas Tree Association, how many Christmas trees were sold in the United States in 2018? Was it 20 million or over 30 million trees? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Starbucks. And again, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always so much fun hanging out. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.